This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook. Content Marketing: How to Get 12 Months Worth of Ideas for Your Blog in 1 Hour and Start Converting Your Audience into Paying Customers. Written by Elaine Magnuson. Narrated by Russell Newton. There are more than a billion new pieces of content posted online every single day, which means you already need to do quite a bit of work in order to break through the noise. Even when you break it down to details about your specific niche, or even subsection of your niche that you are an authority in, you can safely assume that your potential readers are being pulled in at least 100 different directions at any given time. The end result of this deluge of content is that the blog posts you create can be some of the best around, positively dripping with value, and funny to boot, and still not get the level of readership and shares that you know it deserves. In order to break past the interest barrier, you are going to need to do even more, starting with taking a closer look at the way your blog posts are structured. Improve your headlines. If you aren't putting serious thought and effort into your headlines, then you're selling yourself short right off the bat. It alone is often enough to determine if a reader is going to click or not, and will single-handedly determine if a social media share is going to yield positive results. First things first, you want a headline that is clear and to the point. If you can be funny or clever and still remain clear, think of it as a bonus, not a requirement. Your headline should also strive to be as specific as possible, as things like percentages, days, hours, minutes, and other numbers all promise something concrete in exchange for the reader's time, as well as a concrete variable to plug into the cost-benefit analysis that will be performed before any action is taken. Additionally, you should try and appeal to a particular emotion or the fear of missing out. Great emotions to aim for include happiness, a desire to be loved, anger, and fear. Finally, you are always going to want to include at least one keyword or phrase in your headline, as otherwise it will be difficult for anyone to actually find it. Check your hook. The introduction of each of your blog posts should come complete with a clear hook that gives the reader a reason to continue, despite the literal thousands of other things they could be doing with their time. One type of popular hook is the direct question. Asking your reader a direct question right off the bat forces them to engage with your content directly, improving completion rates right off the bat. The only downside is if the reader answers incorrectly for whatever reason, then you have likely lost them, which is why you want to keep your questions have predictable answers. For example, do you feel as though there aren't enough hours in the day? This question is ideal, as it takes an issue that virtually everyone experiences and allows the reader to fill in their own reasons as to why that might be the case. While your reasoning and theirs might not mesh all the way, you have already gotten them to keep reading without any false promises, which are the main goal of a good hook. Another great way to ensure that people keep reading is by including a statistic that is too shocking not to follow up on. While strictly speaking, the statistics that you come up with don't have to be true. In fact, 54% of all statistics are made up on the spot, but they do need to be difficult to verify if you're going to use a hyperbolic statistic to prove a point, as if your reader does the legwork to check and finds out you were dramatically incorrect, then their faith in you might waver.
To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.